Chapter 7 The Unpainted Horse. Early in the morning, Henry said,
"You know, I think Joshua needs to know about the scratch on the dapple gray and the horse that doesn't go up and down."
"You're right," Jesse said. "If we go now, the park won't be too busy, will it?" Violet asked.
"We'll have to find Joshua right away," Henry said. "He'll be around."
"Good,"
Benny said. He sneezed twice.
"Achoo! Achoo!"
"You'd better wear a sweater and take a handkerchief," Violet said.
Benny, without an argument, slipped on his sweater and tucked a handkerchief in his pants pocket.
"I've never seen the park with the rides quiet," he said.
"Today's the day," Henry said lightly.
So after a hearty breakfast of orange juice, oatmeal, and toast, the children biked to the park. When they entered, the rides were motionless. Only a few people were around. As they passed the concession stand, Sheila was busy cleaning the cotton candy machine.
"Good morning,"
the Aldens called pleasantly.
"Morning,"
Sheila muttered, scarcely looking up. Benny whispered,
"I told you she didn't like us."
They walked toward the merry-go-round, where Ned, the man who ran it, sat perched on the platform, munching on a donut. He wore a black vest over a shirt with the sleeves rolled up. He looked up, surprised to see anyone in the park.
"We're not open,"
he said gruffly, taking another bite.
"We need to see Joshua," Violet said politely. "Could you tell us where he is?"
Ned jerked a thumb over his shoulder.
"He's back in the trailer."
"Thank you,"
Jesse said. The man grunted and took a gulp of coffee. Benny raced ahead and knocked on the trailer door. Joshua opened the door and said,
"Well, if it isn't the Aldens, come in."
The cozy trailer had a bedroom and a stainless steel kitchen with a table in the corner and a cushioned bench around it.
"Have a seat," Joshua urged, smiling at them. "This is an unexpected pleasure."
"We have bad news for you,"
Benny said, his mouth turned downward. Joshua's eyebrows shot up.
"Bad news?"
"Yes," Jesse said. "Benny has discovered two things about your horses that aren't right."
"And what is that?"
Joshua said, sitting down and folding his hands.
Benny answered,
"One of your horses doesn't go up and down."
Joshua frowned.
"Is that so? I hadn't noticed. I've been too busy working on the House of Mirrors."
Benny cleared his throat.
"Ahem."
"Oh, and what else?"
Joshua asked.
"The dapple gray has a big scratch on its side,"
Benny said.
"My word," Joshua said, with a worried tone. "You're very observant, Benny."
"Yes, he is," Violet said. "We thought you should know that something is wrong with your valuable horses."
"I'm glad you told me,"
Joshua said, standing up.
"Let's take a look."
They filed out of the small trailer door and hurried to the merry-go-round.
"Ned," Joshua said, "start her up, will you?"
With a sigh, Ned crushed his paper sack between two big hands and tossed it in the trash can. He went to the switch and flipped it on. The merry-go-round started. Joshua observed the pale gray horse.
"Ned," he said worriedly, "that horse isn't moving."
Ned shrugged.
"So, what's the big deal?"
Joshua frowned, jumped up on the carousel, and examined the dapple gray.
"Turn it off, Ned,"
Joshua said grimly, his eyes darkening.
"This is bad. Two of my Denzel horses have been damaged."
"What do you mean?"
Ned grumbled.
"Just because a horse doesn't go up and down doesn't mean it's damaged. Some kids like a horse to stand still."
"Not me,"
Benny exclaimed. Ned glared at him.
"And that scratch,"
Joshua said after he examined the horse.
"I don't understand how a scratch that long could happen accidentally."
Benny's eyes grew big.
"You mean someone hurt your horses on purpose?"
"Maybe,"
Joshua said, his lips tightening.
"One horse doesn't go up and down, and suddenly there's a scratch on another one. It's strange, I have to admit."
"Who knows how long that scratch has been there?"
Ned snapped.
"I think you're all crazy."
"No," Joshua said calmly. "That scratch is brand new. I know it. I intend to find out how it happened."
"Yes, the scratch is new,"
Benny said firmly.
"I know that scratch wasn't there before, because I've been riding the dapple gray all the time."
He looked up at Joshua.
"We'll help you find who did this."
Joshua managed to smile. Thanks, Benny. That would be wonderful if you would help me.
We will,
Benny said. I appreciate how you came all the way over here to tell me, Joshua said. I believe you're more concerned than my daughter.
I bet if Karen knew about it, she'd be upset too,
Benny said.
I doubt it, Joshua said miserably. She's more interested in the House of Mirrors.
He shook his head.
And now she's talking to me about putting in a small roller coaster.
A roller coaster? Violet said with astonishment. That would take a lot of space.
It would take up half the park,
Henry said in dismay.
I know, Joshua said grimly. But right now, all I can think about is my horses.
I'm sure it will work out, Jessie said reassuringly.
Joshua gave her a weak smile, but he looked doubtful. Henry sat on the edge of the merry-go-round platform, ignoring Ned, who was tinkering with the machinery.
I wish I could help Joshua,
Benny thought.
He looks so sad, and he's such a nice man.
He pulled his handkerchief from his pocket, but just as he was about to sneeze, a breeze came up, whisking the white square out of his hand. The handkerchief flew through the air and landed on the floor of the merry-go-round. Without a second's wait, Benny yelled,
"My handkerchief!"
and rushed forward, hopping up on the platform. The linen square, however, escaped from his fingers and fluttered beneath the chocolate-brown horse. Benny crawled on all fours after it. He reached for the handkerchief, grasping it.
"I got it!"
he shouted triumphantly. Then he happened to look up at the horse's underside. Benny scrambled backwards and said in an excited voice,
"The horse's stomach doesn't have any paint on it. It's all bare wood."
Henry glanced at Benny in astonishment. Then he quickly dashed forward. Ducking his head, he examined the horse.
"Benny's right," he called out.
Standing up, Henry said in a puzzled tone,
"That beautiful horse isn't finished. Someone left it only partially painted."
"Surely Gustav Denzel would carefully paint every inch of his horses," Jessie said, a frown crossing her face.
"Oh, no,"
Joshua Eaton groaned, checking out the horse for himself. Violet's heart felt heavy. Had another horse of Joshua's been tampered with? Who would do such a thing to this splendid carousel? Just then, Ned joined them.
"Oh, what's the matter now?"
he asked in an annoyed tone.
"The brown horse isn't completely painted," Henry said.
He didn't like talking to Ned. The man was short-tempered and didn't seem to care at all about the merry-go-round he operated.
"This is terrible," Joshua said. "Denzel would never have sold an imperfect horse."
"What are you so upset about?"
Ned growled with a shrug.
"It's only a couple of merry-go-round horses."
But it was plain that Joshua was upset.
"We'd better go home," Jessie urged.
Joshua nodded absentmindedly as he walked away with his head down. Leaving the amusement park, the children glimpsed Karen, carrying a clipboard. She was checking the House of Mirrors entrance. She glanced up, but seemed to look right past the Aldens as she hurried on. Jessie gave a discouraged sigh. If Karen had her way, a roller coaster would be installed. Then the amusement park wouldn't be the same.